And now we have letters from the readers of the Norwich Evening News from the past 7 days. Our first two letters are highlighting issues raised when granting planning permission for housing developments. Jen Parkhouse of Norwich and Norfolk Friends of the Earth is concerned with the loss of trees and the challenge this is to meeting carbon neutral targets. He says, whilst it was encouraging to read of work being undertaken by Broadland Tree Network with regard to tree and shrub planting, it is hugely ironic that the Broadland area is threatened with massive tree loss if the development of 300 houses goes ahead at the racecourse plantation, Thorpe Wood. This is the final part of a project lasting decades, during which time thousands of new houses have been built at the expense of many thousands of trees, gradually diminishing one of the biggest areas of woodland on the outskirts of Norwich. A further irony is that Broadland District Council opposed the planning application, but that decision was overturned by the Planning Inspectorate. How can local authorities be expected to meet challenging carbon neutral targets when, despite their best efforts to plant trees to help absorb CO2, outside influence and interest make it impossible to achieve a net planning gain? All aspects of this ongoing saga are being looked at yet again at a public meeting to be held at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, January the 18th, the Dussindale Community Centre, Pound Lane, NR7, OSR. All are welcome.
Francis Rutter of Unthank Road, Norwich, questions why planners won't take into account the effect that further housing development has on local medical services. I become bemused by our planning system. I see that one objection to putting more houses in Horsford is the effect on the local surgery, and that the officers have said that that is a problem for NHS England and not for the planners. Surely planners should be looking at the whole picture, which includes the infrastructure, schools, transport, medical services and the like. To just say that overloading medical services is the responsibility of someone else means that they're not planning, but just considering if that piece of land would actually fit a few more houses. How can they say that NHS England can just magic a few more GPs from somewhere? Where have they been living these last few years? A year or two ago, Norwich was considering an extra 1,400 dwellings on the northeast side of the city. I asked, through my councillor, about the effect of an additional 2,000 residents upon our local hospital, which was constantly overloaded. The chairman said that that consideration was no job of theirs. Surely the job of a planning committee is to plan, and this should mean taking every aspect of a development into consideration.
Des Aves of Attleborough writes about hospital parking and how he strongly feels that staff should not be charged. I feel I must write again on the subject of hospital parking, as this subject has resurfaced again recently. I strongly believe that staff should not be charged for parking. Their hard work and dedication should be rewarded, not penalised. However, if other charges were scrapped, how long would it be before the selfish types latch onto this and use the spaces to park for the day while using the park and ride to get to work or go shopping in Norwich? Surely there must be a way for parking tickets to be validated on production of a valid appointment letter at the reception booking in desk. Modern technology must be able to cope with this. Possibly changing the times and charges might help ensure the fees go back to the hospital instead of swelling the wallets of the parking companies.
And finally, we have a letter about the issue of the revised pension age for 1950s women. Here, Colleen Webster of Aylsham gives an example of the seemingly ad hoc way the change has been implemented. Another year has now passed, and the 1950s women still have no help from the government. Already plans are being made as to the next step in our protests, either across the country or in London. Norfolk County Council, which supported us in our fight, has now ignored our call for bus passes for the women affected. Shame on them. It was proved in a court of law that the DWP knew that women did not know of changes to their state pension age. Before some people start that we should have known, I would like to give an example of what we are up against. A woman born January the 7th, 1953, would have received her pension on November the 6th, 2015. A woman born December the 6th, 1953, would have received her pension on March the 6th, 2019. Only 11 months difference in age, yet the woman born in December would have had to wait 4 years longer. How can that be right or fair? Anyone can look up this information on women's pension dates. It is disgusting and it has not been thought out. And that is all for letters this week.